So our big questions summer series is getting close to closing. We've got a couple more weeks. So next week we're going to talk about sex. Does God approve? Yes, I am. Then we're going to talk about the last week. Why do bad things happen to good people? So this week we are looking at the question, does prayer work? As followers of Jesus, we are encouraged to pray. In fact, we are in fact commanded to pray. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, and he gave them the Lord's Prayer. Jesus was always sneaking off somewhere to go pray. He would leave crowds behind so that he could go and pray. Before we get into the question of does prayer work, we want to talk about what it is and maybe how we might do it. So I will share with you a dirty little secret of preachers. If we have a sermon series that we did in another church and it went really well and they liked it, we might repeat it. And this series is one of those that we did. I did this in my previous church, St. John's United Methodist Church in Texas City, and we put together a little video about prayer. And I just thought I would share it with you because I love it, and I think it is a great, just a great moment to talk about prayer.
Prayer. What does prayer mean to you?
Prayer means to have an advocate, and we can express our concerns to God, and he listens to them ourselves what our desires are, because we don't always focus on what those specific desires are.
To me, prayer is an ongoing time to communicate with God, to be in that constant dialogue.
Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him is truth.
Treehouse, we pray after we do our autographs.
If you want to know how to pray, just pretend you are talking to your best friend, because God is your best friend.
Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
Days later, I went to the hospital and I had loop. When he came out, I heard them whispering because I had a C-section, and I heard them whispering to each other, and I kept asking what was wrong. They did an x-ray of his chest and they found a hole in his lung. And I was walking around the campus and I told God, you know, I remember hearing on a radio station that if you claim it in the mighty name of Jesus, it will be done. I told God, I claim in the mighty name of Jesus that hole they found is going to be gone. I went upstairs and about an hour later, they came back and they told me, they showed me the x-ray of his lung with the hole, and they showed me an x-ray of the lung without the hole. And they said that it was gone and that they couldn't explain it. And I said, I can't. I know what happened. God took care of it.
If you do start praying, you're going to notice that your faith is going to grow. You're going to become closer to God because you're actually talking to him about your problems, your praises, the good things, the bad, and he'll answer your prayers.
That And the little boy that talked about the treehouse, our children's area was called the treehouse. So that's what he was talking about when they, I don't know what autographs were, but they prayed in the treehouse. So prayer should be an important part of our relationship with the triune God. Most often we address our prayers to God the Father. We start it in different ways, O Holy One, all kinds of different ways. But we typically conclude it, we ask this in the name of Jesus or some form of that. You ever wondered why we do that? Well, it's in the Bible. John 14, 12 through 14 says this, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The truth is that prayer can be really, really powerful. And a lot of times we sell it short. I know I am guilty of this myself. When something comes up and I need to handle it, I'm like the three-year-old. I do it myself. And then when I start to struggle with it, when I start to have a problem with it, if I can't do it, then I turn to prayer and God, because I am a sinful man. Prayer is powerful. Don't be like me. Start with prayer. That's where we should begin in all that we do. Is begin with prayer, because it is so much more powerful than we give it credit for. So let's talk about what prayer is. The first two speakers in there talked about prayer being our main vehicle for communicating with God. And this is true. It's how we talk to God. But let me just remind you, God doesn't intend for it to be a one-way communication. Sometimes I think we like, when we say our prayers at night before we go to bed, we say, Dear God, please take care of this laundry list while I'm asleep. Amen. That's okay. It's a prayer. But we need to create space in our relationship with God where we can hear back from God. Sometimes when I pray, I will ask God questions and I get responses. I wish they were like a voice from on high. They're not. They're in my heart. But I hear them. It's an important part of our prayer life to create some space where we can hear from God. So the next question is, how do we pray? The Lord's Prayer is a classic and outstanding example of what a prayer can look like. So the Lord's Prayer begins by bringing our heart to a place of awe as we praise God for His greatness, for who He is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We recognize God's greatness, and we praise him for it. And then in the second line, we bring ourselves to a place of humility as we surrender our will so that God's will take over. We say, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're saying to God, we don't want our will. We want your will. We want what you want for our lives and for the world. And after we've praised him, after we've humbled ourselves, then we're ready to ask God for our needs. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask, give us this day our daily bread. That's our need. God, help us with this. And then with the next line, we recognize that we can't do it ourselves. We ask, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We recognize our sinful nature. We recognize that we can't do this without God's intervention, without the grace of Jesus Christ. And then we conclude the prayer with another praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That's a prayer, people. You look at structuring your prayer, that's a great model. It's important that we pray. And so my friend Pam Scoggin gives you this advice. Talk to God like he's your best friend. Because he is. And, you know, we pastors stand up here and we try to say these pretty prayers with these long words. You don't have to do that. You don't have to pray pretty for God to hear your prayer. You just need to talk to him like he's your friend, like he's your best friend, because he is. Has anybody here seen the movie Father Stu? It's a good movie. So it's about this sort of thug that becomes a Catholic priest. And he ends up doing some prison ministry, and he's in this prison talking to these prisoners who clearly don't really have any desire to be there. And so Father Stu stands up and he talks to them. He says, you know, you're in prison. And you probably don't hear from your family very much. There's probably not anybody in here that gives a rip about anything that you have to say. The guards sure don't. The warden sure doesn't. Nobody in here probably even wants to hear from you. But God does. God is always there to listen to you. Period. He is always there to hear your request, your thoughts, your prayers. As Leanne talked about in her sermon, I pray in the car with my eyes open and hands on the wheel. No praise hands when you're driving, please. You can pray anywhere, anytime. Earlier, I confessed to you that I often fall asleep in mid-prayer. And I told you that's okay. It's not like you have to say amen to hang up the connection. It's okay. And some of you came up and go, oh, thank God, I thought I was the only one. God just wants to hear from you. God just wants to have a relationship with you. And prayer is the way for having a relationship with God that will help you grow in faith. So let's see what Scripture has to say about prayer. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 24. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. This is the word of God for the people of God. So this passage gives three marks of a church that's getting it right, or a people that are getting it right. First is it's joyful. We gather to praise God and it's joyful. We gather together and we enjoy being together and it's joyful. The second one is that it prays. It calls for us to pray without ceasing. The third mark is it is a thankful church. It knows the grace that has been bestowed upon it as a people, and they are thankful. They are grateful to God. I think our church is doing pretty darn good on 1 and 3. We can always do better on 2 because I know we don't pray without ceasing. We need to pray more as a church. We need to pray more as individuals. The question before us is, does prayer work? Yes. Yes, prayer works. I have seen it in my life. You heard one dramatic story about how it works. Prayer works. But why does it seem that some people ask for a prayer of healing and they get it? And others ask for a prayer of healing and they don't? It's a mystery of our faith. But I can tell you this. I don't believe it's because somebody prayed the perfect words and they got their prayer answered. I don't think it's a volume thing. I mean, I think the more people you got praying for you, the better. I have publicly declared I never want to be removed from anybody's prayer list ever. But I don't think a volume thing gets God to answer your prayer. And there's no magic words. It's a mystery of our faith as to why it appears some prayers are answered, maybe in miraculous ways, and other times they're not. But I will tell you this, brothers and sisters, I believe God hears every single prayer that is uttered by every single semi-believer in this world. And I believe that the prayers are answered. Sometimes we don't get the answer that we want. Sometimes, certainly, they don't come as quickly as we'd like. Sometimes it's heck no, not gonna do it. That's an answer. So Bill Hybels has a book that he wrote some years ago. It's called Too Busy Not to Pray. I love the title of that. Any of you think you're too busy to pray? We should be too busy not to pray. But he says this about God answering prayers. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says grow. Sometimes God says go. I like that. Because I believe that God hears all our prayers. And he answers them. Prayer? Does it work? Absolutely. Absolutely, it works. So this week I have a challenge for you. I want you to find 3 people, let's say not your spouse, and ask them about an experience of an answered prayer. You need to be willing to share one of your own. But I bet you will be astounded at what you learn about God answering prayers. I think you'll hear stories of miracles, like the little baby that had the hole in its lung healed in an hour. God answers prayers. And we need to share that good news with the people around us. So I encourage you this week to share your story of answered prayer. I'd love to hear it. And then ask 3 people about an experience with answered prayer. I think you'll be amazed. So brothers and sisters, we need to get busy praying to the God of the universe. Because it is a privilege that we can kneel before the creator of the universe, whom we call Father. whom Jesus called Daddy. And we can make our petitions known. So get busy praying. You can never pray too much. Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, what a privilege it is for us to kneel at your throne and cast our petitions to you. Father, help us to pray with more faith. Help us to pray in ways that will help our faith grow. Help us to pray in ways that we can hear from you. Father, we pray all of these things in the precious name of Jesus, and we know that it will be done. Amen.